Oh, hi, Justin. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I got your email. I love the scripture on the bottom. I'm a believer, too, so that's awesome.
Oh, perfect. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Good for you. That's so cool. So, yeah, I know yesterday it was kind of hectic. You were doing that demo, but I did want to kind of follow up with you and ask, how did you find out about Local Splash?
So we actually we're a contracting business, we're a GC. So we actually use an electrician that we really like. It's Laura Electric. And I was just talking to him about it. And he was telling me that you guys handle, because we do all of the stuff like ourselves right now. Like we had a professionally built website, but like we do our ads on Facebook. I'm really chasing email captures on our homepage. So we can do like an email block like once a month for like, you know, discounts or catching people when they're looking for jobs to get done.
Right. Oh, that's smart.
We're really looking to get on Google services. We really don't. We have like, so what it is we built homes in New Hampshire for like 6 years and then we moved back to Massachusetts. We're from Easton.
Oh, I see.
My wife and I, you know, we're kind of like, well, what do we want to do? Because, you know, we kind of, I had my GC license, you know, we're just thinking like, you know, we really don't want to work for someone. So we opened a business. And we just carry on building houses. So we do like the renovations, the flips, the rentals, management, stuff like that. So what I'm really, really after is getting a presence on Google. Like I want to be on the list when you Google like bathroom flippers or construction workers or, you know, renovators or flips or, you know, exterior window jobs or siding. I really want to be like on that list when you Google it.
Okay.
So that's what I'm really after.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's exactly what we specialize in, is optimizing businesses to show on the first page of Google for the categories in your area. So this is perfect for a business like yours that relocated from another area, because even if you had a really good presence in the original area, you go to a new area and then all of a sudden you have a weak presence, right? And this will fix that for you. And then tell me again the name of the electric company that had referred you.
So it was Justin Laura Electric, but he got his master's, so now he's switching it all over to Laura Electric.
Oh, that's right. I remember talking to him about making that switch. He had asked me to switch it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'm very familiar with his account.
And he was telling me that you guys like, cause, so the big thing we struggle with, so we like to have a social media presence, but we don't like, you know, after every big job, we'll post like a video or like, you know, a big post about what jobs, just to get like people's attention. But what got us talking about what you guys do is we always struggle, my wife and I, for like captions. Like, you know, you never know what to write or how to catch people's eyes and stuff. And he was saying that you guys potentially could do that. So that's what really got me in the conversation. And then he was telling me about how you guys handle Google for him. And, you know, you text them once in a while about ads or emails or stuff like that that come in. So it really sounded like you guys are like kind of involved. And that's what we're looking for. Cause like I said, right now I get home at like 6 and I do bills and then I have to worry about social media or, you know, advertising or that stuff. So I'd really like to get that like separated.
Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, because when you're home after doing all the flips and renovations and everything that you're doing, the last thing you want to do is worried about making posts or programming or anything like that, you know, or algorithms. So I get it. So now tell me the new area, because I'm showing Taunton, Mass. Is that true or no?
So this is – that's where the business – so we own a big steel company out of Taunton. It's in Bandstand Live and stuff. So there's a couple different – companies we have in our building. We own the building. So that's where we just like home-bodied the business. Like that's our business address. That's where our mail goes. That's like we have a little office in there and stuff like that. But I'd really like to target – it's kind of funky because – so we own a beach house in Dennis on the Cape. And we've been killing it down there. So I don't know how far we can make the range, but like I'd love it to be like kind of like Sharon, Easton, Canton, Plymouth, you know, Rochester, the Cape. Like I kind of like that range.
Right.
I don't mind going to Boston. I love Boston, but trailers and dumpsters and permits and everything, it's just like Boston is just such a hassle nowadays.
Yeah, it's probably just easier for you to stay down in the other area, right?
Yeah, so we live in Easton, so I don't know if we make the range around that. But like I said, then we own a house in Dennis. So like a lot of our jobs, we have a couple siding jobs coming up, and we're just going to stay in the beach house.
Okay.
And work from Dennis.
So how far is, you know, Easton and Dennis from Taunton in miles,
so,
if you had to guess?
So I'll just give you a map. So like Easton's kind of like, I'll just say like a point. Taunton's like 30 minutes south from Easton, and then the Cape's probably, like Dennis is probably like 45 minutes south from Taunton. So Taunton's kind of like
I
close
see.
To us. That's one of the reasons why okay. we like planted it in Taunton, because like if we're in the Cape,
right.
we have to go up north, you know, we can hit the shop, we can hit the office. If we're at home and we have to go to the office, it's really not that far. You know, if we have to go from the home to the Cape or from the office, it's not crazy. So we kind of did it in the middle.
Yeah. It's kind of like a centralized to the other area. Okay, I get it. Okay. The reason I'm asking so many questions is that on Google, on the maps, it will be tied into your business address. Okay? So
okay.
if you wanted to stick with Taunton, you could do that and just add us as a manager to the Google listing, and we can optimize it to show on the first page. However, it would be, you know, showing up in Taunton and maybe some of the immediate surrounding areas. So if you know for a fact, like, hey, I'd rather focus on the Cape and I'd rather focus in these, you know, designated areas, we could use Easton or even your beach house address to create a new Google business profile if you wanted to. And then we could optimize you on the first page in either one of those areas. So that's your choice.
Could you use like the one website and one company name and have different Google profiles?
You can, but what Google would like to see is a different phone number and a different address. So the address would be hidden anyway because they're residential addresses, but they wouldn't conflict with the 391 North Water Street, right? Because that one you already have. So we could create a new Google profile under a residential address. Once Google verifies that you're a valid business in the area and they publish it, they just hide the address on there. And then what we could do with the phone number is we could create a brand new 508 area code number, and then it would still forward over to your number. And then that way, you know, you have a unique phone number and a unique address for one or two of the new listings. You know, depending on how aggressive you are with your marketing, you might want to do, you know, both of them and get them both started at the same time, right?
I was going to say, so, would it be smart to do, like, Easton and the Cape and then just, like, let Taunton be its own address, too, so there's three of them?
Yeah, you could do that. You could actually hire us to optimize all three of them. And typically what Justin has is he has a package for $2.99 monthly, but it includes $100 worth of Facebook ads. You told me you do your own Facebook ads. So if we took those off, you would just be paying $199 monthly. Okay. So there is a one-time setup fee of $99 that would go on each profile. So the initial investment would be $2.98. And then each month moving forward, you would just pay $199. So you can multiply that by two or three, depending on, you know, which ones you want us to do. Or you could start off as a pilot with one of the locations, and then based on how good that does, you can, you know, always increase it and add on more. In your area, I mean, it's a highly competitive area for what you do. So, I mean, you would easily make a good return on it if you did all three of them, you know, as you know, because 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google. Okay.
Yeah.
So what, the profile, you did say you do your own Facebook ads, right?
Yeah. I don't mind doing those. It's really just like making up the captions and stuff. Like my wife does like the TikTok collage music, like we do videos like before and afters and like the trending, like, you know, when they toss like the grenade in the room and it blows up and it's like,
yeah, oh, that's
like she
cool.
does all that. It's just the thing we struggle with is making captions that catch people's, like, we don't want to just be like, here's another bathroom model, call us if you want. Like, we want something that's like catchy, like not that long sentences, but like you read it, you know what I mean? Like you read it and you're like, oh wow, this is kind of cool, I'm gonna watch the video. Next thing you know, you're watching the video. And then we have people
right.
like, oh, who did that? Like, that's what we're looking for. It takes us like three, four days to come up with a caption to post.
Yeah, yeah. Sometimes it's tricky, and you know, we will do weekly posts on those Google listings for you, but also we're very, very big on conversion, meaning we don't want to just, you know, create a Google business profile, publish it up there, and then cross our fingers and hope that you get business, right? So we want to work on that conversion. So we'll upload your logo and pictures, examples of services you offer. We'll showcase that, you know, you're a trusted business in the area with, you know, however many years of industry expertise that you have, you know, so anything that we could create to give a potential client that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you, then we're absolutely going to do that. So tell me again, how many years have you been in business?
So Eagle View is only roughly about a year old, like legitimately, like LLC. But we have like the 4 or 5 years in New Hampshire of building houses and running condos.
Okay, okay. Well, that's good. Okay, so yeah, we can say that you're, you know, a trusted business in the community with 5 years of industry expertise. That obviously helps. And then, you know, put some examples of some of your work and things like that. So what the package itself would include, Justin, is the first page placement on Google, the first page placement on Bing. We would also program you into some of the popular directories in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So a lot of people don't realize this, but, you know, a search from a smartphone is going to yield a different result than from a regular computer. So we're going to streamline that for you, and we're going to make sure that you're coming up from all of the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, you know, and as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll provide a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to have the ability to see, you know, which new clients you receive from Google, which new clients, or which keywords they're actually typing in to find you. You'll see which areas they're coming from based on the GPS locations. So everything will be very transparent, okay? Now, yeah, it's very, very cool. So, I mean, being that it's a month-to-month program, meaning that there is no contract. So that's the nice thing is, you know, I'm sure Justin told you that we're a performance-based company. So we allow you to try the program and kind of track the jobs and the revenue that you're receiving and pay as you go. So if you ever get to the point where you feel like you don't need it or you don't like it, you have the ability to cancel at any time. There's never a cancellation fee. But, you know, most people don't because nobody would cancel on profit. And I know that you wouldn't either, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, it makes
so,
sense.
Yeah, with that being said, I mean, I'm sure it's something you do want to take advantage of and give a shot. And that way you can see how well it works, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me just, now, what are you thinking? You want to start with, maybe the two new locations or do you want to do all three of them? What's your thoughts there?
I don't know, I kind of, how far is, like, the range to speak? Like, if we did Taunton, like, is it, like, a 10-mile radius, kind of, or, like, how does that work?
So, we can't put a number on it, and here's why. Every Google business profile would yield a different radius based on the keyword popularity, the industry, the actual competitors in the area. So it does work like a net, if you will, where you start where you're logistically located, and then you can spiderweb out into the surrounding areas, okay? So if you wanted to start with Taunton, the radius would be dependent on the end user. So let's say that somebody's in an outskirting area to Taunton, but because we've given you the most dominant internet presence locally, you happen to be the best match for what they're searching for, that you would absolutely be found on the first page of their search results, right? So,
gotcha.
But let's say that there's a Beverly Hills type area, which in your case, it would be the Cape type area. That's like 30 minutes away, right? And you know you want to, you know, get jobs there. Then you're probably not going to get that type of a reach. So what I would say is if you wanted to definitely do Taunton and yet you want to target certain areas, we could also bundle your program together with the Google pay-per-click ads. Have you ever tried AdWords before?
No.
No? Okay. So what those are is when you do a search online, there's always a couple of companies at the top of the page that say ads, and you can put those wherever you want without having an address there. So our minimum requirement to bundle with Google Ads is $300 a month. So if you wanted to do a bundle package like that, you would be paying $4.99 monthly, but you would get the best of both worlds, so to speak, because you'd be on the first page locally in Taunton and the surrounding areas with the most dominant internet presence locally, but then you'd have that budget to run ads, and you can pick and choose whatever areas and zip codes you want them to run in. Now, how those ads work is we would set a daily cap on them at somewhere around $9 a day. And the intention there is to stretch out that $300 through the month and to ensure that you would never get an unexpected bill at the end of the month because we'll put a cap on it, okay? So each morning, your ads would go up in all the designated areas, and that's free. You don't pay anything for it, right? But once people start clicking on you, let's say that the, you know, pay-per-click rate is a dollar and you have a $9 a day budget, after nine people click on you, you'd rotate off and someone else would rotate on. And again, that's a good thing because that prevents you from getting, you know, an unexpected bill at the end of the month. So yeah, that's how the Google Ads work. So I think in your scenario, you know, that that would be an excellent option too, because that way you can keep your same phone number and have everything kind of centrally located out of Taunton, but you could also be running Google Ads. Now, you also asked in your inquiry about the Google Guaranteed program, which is known as Local Service Ads. How did you find out about that program? Because most people don't even know it exists. It's a newer program Google has.
To ask you, I think I read it on your website.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Yeah, because they rolled it out about May of last year, so it's a brand new program. I had to do some research after I contacted you yesterday to see if it was even available in your area, and it is available. So that's good news. So how it works is it's a pay-per-lead program that Google launched, and people are going crazy for it right now because it's the highest revenue-generating program known marketing-wise on the internet right now. And the reason being is I don't know if you've ever tried one of those traditional lead programs in the past, like a Thumbtack or an Angie Leads or something like that. Have you?
No.
Okay. So those programs, what they do is they sell the lead to you and to everybody out there, meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, right? Mm-hmm. But what Google has done is they found a strategic way to offer an exclusive lead program. So the lead would only come to you, okay? So you have a much better chance of closing it, right? But how it works is it's you would have to pass a background check. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, I assume, right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So once you pass the background check, that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks. Because it's a newer program, we're knocking them out more, you know, closely to the 4-week mark right now. Once the background check is approved, the reason the program is called Google Guaranteed is they will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So if you ever had some kind of disgruntled client that wanted, you know, some of a partial refund or something like that, if it's a valid claim, Google would get involved and they would refund up to $2,000 of the work on your behalf, okay? So all we charge to get that program running is the one-time non-refundable application fee, which is $250, okay? And then once you're approved, the leads would run $70.67 each, and the minimum budget to activate it would be 13 leads. So they would like to see you take 13 leads a month, which would cost $922. But that $922 works like an escrow account. So let's say that you activate the leads and you take on, 10 of the leads. And then the next month, you don't have to pay the full $922. You just have to pay for the leads that you took to kind of replenish that bucket. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then also you're not stuck at 13 leads a month. If you wanted to grow your business and say, hey, this is phenomenal, I'm getting such a high return on it, I want to take on, you know, 30 leads a month, you can absolutely grow it, you know, as your company grows too. But that's
so
exactly
that?
How that...
Oh, sorry. I must have cut out there for a minute.
No, go ahead. You had a question.
How's that place us so those leads, like how are those leads found, or how are we like put in that spot that get those leads?
Okay. So do you mean like where you would fall within the Google guaranteed list?
No, like if I was a consumer, like, so you know how like you said we could do the Google page link or whatever where like I'm put on the top of the page or like an ad?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, where are those leads, like, found?
The very top. They're even above the pay-per-click ads. They're at the very top. So, for instance, I just typed in remodels for Taunton, Mass, just to see if any companies already had it in the area. Nobody had it under the word contractor. But when I put in remodels, I found there is a green check mark next to these companies, and it says Google Guaranteed. WSF Construction Services and Pillar Homes. Okay.
Yeah.
So these are the companies that have already passed that background check and they're taking advantage of the Google Guaranteed program. So if you click on one, for example, which I'm clicking on WSF Construction Services, it says that he's passed his license check. He's passed his background check. He's got a 5-star rating, and then also it gives the person looking at it only his information. So, you know, they're not shopping around and, you know, contacting a million people just looking for the cheapest rate. That lead would only come to him. Now, I forgot to tell you also, we monitor it. We have our own department at Google because we're a premier partner, so we have our own support staff. So we monitor the leads coming in through this program, and if you ever got a bogus lead, so let's say someone calls you and they're looking for a job, or they're 150 miles away, or they're in a bogus category and they need, you know, a car detailer or something, and it's completely off the wall, then you don't pay for those leads, obviously. We monitor it and we would credit you back for them, so you're only charged for the, you know, the calls that come in that are actual leads.
That's kind of cool.
So that would be... Yeah, so I think in your scenario, what I would do, rather than setting up three of the local profiles, I would probably do the bundle with the Google Ads for $4.99 monthly, and then start the process with the application fee, pay the extra $250 to get that going for the Google Guaranteed, because once you're approved, you can run those Google Guaranteed ads, you know, in those targeted areas as well. So you'd have that green check mark next to your name, and you'd be like that one example that I clicked on. It says he services Taunton. So he might not even be in Taunton, but he's designated that he wants to get leads from there, right? So that's why he's running his ads there.
Can we do like the $250 for the background check and stuff, and then just like pause the leads coming in, or is it just like it rolls right into the leads right away?
Oh, no, they don't start the leads at all until the background check is complete, which takes 4 to 8 weeks. That's why I was saying you might be smart to start that process now. And then when you are taking on leads, you can pause them at any time. It's not like we turn them on and then we say, oh, let's send him 13 leads right away so we eat up his budget, right? The leads come to you as people are finding you and feeling comfortable with you and liking the posts and, you know, all of that. And then as the leads are coming in, we monitor it for you. So if you ever get to the point where you're like, hey, I want more, you can call us and, you know, we can put them in more areas and, you know, kind of get you more leads that way. Or we could put them on pause for a while so that they're not going, you know, as quickly as you're taking them.
And so can we do, like, I think we should set up a Google page for Easton, just Easton.
Okay.
I think we should run that one. But I was just curious, if I paid the $250 to get the process going for the Google Guarantee, once that's approved, mm-hmm. it's like 4 weeks or whatever, can we pause mm-hmm. it so those leads don't come in right away, or do we have to just...
Of course, Justin. Yeah, no, they're going to call you and they're going to say, okay, you're approved. And if you want to start the leads right away, we're going to charge the activation budget. And if you say, no, I'm not ready yet, I want to keep it on pause for a while, then you just let them know when you'd like to start it. And then, again, they would call you before it starts and just get your approval to do the activation budget. So it's not going to be some mysterious, you know, $922 charge that just shows up. They're going to make sure that you're aware that this is the day and time that we're turning it on so that you know. And then all of the leads coming in are trackable through the dashboard too. So you're going to be able to see, you know, which leads that you're taking from. And it will actually say next to them, valid or not valid. And if it says not valid, that means that they're providing credits for those behind the scenes for you. So you don't have to sit and come home after a 12-hour day and try to manage all of it, because we'll automatically do that for you.
Okay. So I think we should do, I think we should start that process. Like, let's
okay,
get the
I think so too.
Background check going, pay the $250, and then, cause so the other thing we're kind of in the middle of, so we're building our own house in Rehoboth, my wife and I, and we're breaking ground. So we're gonna, since we own the company and we're in a good position in life, we're gonna, like, we have a couple more jobs we're gonna square away, and then we're probably gonna, like, I'm not saying slow down, like, obviously I'm saying this very vaguely, like, I probably won't, right? But, like, we weren't taking as many jobs. Like, we were kind of giving jobs, a couple jobs away to people we know and trust, just because we want to get in our house, build it, frame it, you know, decorate it, get it all done, move in. And then we were going to go, like, I was going to go crazy with the company, like, grow, scale, employees, blah, blah, blah. So, but I'd like to get that Google guarantee done, green check, blah, 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 but not start doing, like, the guaranteed leads until, like, the new year rolls around if possible.
Makes sense. Yeah, you know, that's actually very smart, because you want to focus on getting, I mean, how long does it take to break ground and build a house from the ground up? That's pretty cool.
So we're breaking ground hopefully next week, and we're hopefully getting 3,100 square feet, and we're hoping to be done like next fall, like move in done.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
10, 11 months average. Depends on how stuff goes, right? I mean, inspections. We're coming up. It's kind of a bad year to start. Like, if I was a customer, I probably wouldn't be starting in this close to winter, just because you really can't drywall in winter. People go on vacations. There's, like, three main holidays, so inspectors aren't around. Town people aren't around. But it's our own house, so I wouldn't get it started, because I really want to, like, scale Eagle View. Like, I want to get a couple people under me, salespeople, manager and stuff, but I don't want to do it until our house is done.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
hey, you've earned the right with all you're going through to, if you want to, you know, finish the house and be on the golf course 4 days a week and only work 3 days, why not? You can hire people under you. And
yeah, no, I totally agree.
Right?
But I think getting that Google thing going, I think that's a good idea. As long as we can pause it and not pay for it, so, like, the new year wraps
you
around.
Can.
I don't mind.
Yeah, what I would recommend, and this is only, you know, this is up to you, because it doesn't matter to me when you do the activation budget, but if you do it just shy of the new year, what happens is, come January, you can write it off as an expense for 2024. But if you wait till the new year, sometimes people get mad and they're like, oh, now I have to wait till 2026 to submit it, you know? So I always tell people, if they're like, oh, I'm going to, you know, start it in the new year, I'm like, hey, do it the week before or something, just so you get that tax benefit, you know?
Right. That's
Yeah, absolutely. So, do you want to start the ball rolling on the $199 package too for Eagle View, or do you want to just do the Google guaranteed for now?
So, give me a rundown on what's coming.
I mean, I said Eagle View. I meant Easton. I got my wires crossed.
No worries.
Eagle View is your company. Yeah, but go ahead.
Will you just give me the rundown again? What comes with the $199 and, like, what it all is and stuff?
Yes. So we would optimize the business to show on the first page of search results on Google in the map section. And the reason that that's such a highly coveted positioning is because it's the highest revenue generating section, meaning that when someone does a search, most people will bypass the pay-per-click ads and go straight to the local maps, because that's the section where you can see all of that extra content that we're putting, which is at first glance, people can see your business name, the phone number on a click-to-call feature, reviews become visible as they start coming in, and you have, you know, we have the ability, just like you did for Eagle View, to put in the logo or pictures or examples of your work, right? So you're going to be on the first page in the maps in Easton, and then we would also program you into some of the popular directories, as well as the mobile platform, making sure that you come up from the smartphones, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices. And then also you'll have that tracking system. So the dashboard will show you both sections. It will show you the leads that are coming in through the Google Guaranteed program, and it will also show you the leads that are coming in through the local map optimization on Google. And with that section, the more people that click on you, the better results that you'll get, and it's unlimited. So that's why a lot of people like to do that, you know, local SEO package, because it doesn't matter if, you know, you take on 5 jobs in a month, or if the programming explodes and you grow and you take on 50 jobs in a month, you're still paying that same flat rate if it's coming from that local Google business profile. You see what I mean? They don't charge you extra for anything on that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then for the, so that's $199. If we did the $299, you guys run Facebook ads?
Correct. That's the package that Justin has. He has the $299 package. He has the everything I just explained to you, plus the extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. And they're pretty cool how they work. I'm sure that you and your wife are already familiar because, you know, you've been running them. But when you do a search for something online, and then next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's always an ad for that popping up, right? So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you do, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for your company popping up. So
yeah,
it's something that's
kind of
designed
like
to bring
Facebook as well.
Exactly. So you get more new clients coming from the social media. So outside of making just posts and stuff like that, which of course we would do also to catch people's eyes when they're scrolling around, but we would also run the ad specifically so that we're tracking, you know, what people are searching for and making sure that it's the people that are looking for your services that get the ads. Google calls that a micro moment, you know, putting Eagle View Construction in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And is that included for the $299, doing like the ads and stuff? Like,
yes.
You know,
yes, that's included in the $299 package. Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm assuming there'll be some kind of like approval before you guys post them.
Yes, yeah, they'll be communicating with you the whole time, and they'll make sure that you like them, and you'll be able to see examples of the ads, too, on the dashboard. There's a special section on the dashboard where you can see the ads and the posts and stuff that are running. So, you know, I think you and your wife sound like you're visual people, so you'll like that feature that you'll be able to see what they look like and whatnot, you know?
Okay, cool. Now, one more question. Do you guys, does that include anything to do with the website, or is that like a separate?
Oh, if you wanted a separate website for Easton, I can include one for you. That wouldn't be any extra cost. Typically, I have to get an override to do it, but I mean, if you're bundling it together with the Google Guaranteed and all that, I can get it included for you.
So does that mean like a website would be constructed for Eagle View?
Yes, if that's what you wanted, or if you wanted to use it as a standalone site and just replace the site that you already have, you could do that as well. But you could have a unique website.
We have a website right now. I don't think it's really like the greatest, I don't think.
Oh, I see. Okay. So
I didn't know if there's like a, if you guys would take that website and reconstruct it, or if there's like a new website rebuilt ground up. I mean, we use Wix, so I'm assuming that's probably not what you guys use.
No, but if you have a Wix site and you want us to build our site on your domain, we can do that. Or we can purchase a new domain.
You guys do marketing and stuff, so probably someone who knows marketing, designing a website and the function and everything of it, probably is a good idea.
It's a great idea, because the thing that sets our sites apart, and I tell you this, you know, in all due respect, because your site is fine and we could use it and we could promote it. It's not going to really hurt your rankings or anything. But over the years, I've been with this company for 13 years. I've seen businesses where they've spent tens of thousands of dollars building the most elaborate websites that you can imagine. And then I've seen people go to Wix or to GoDaddy and build sites themselves. And across the board, people tell me out of frustration that they've never gotten one client from it. And the reason that happens is that a website in and of itself typically won't bring anybody a client unless it gets exposure. So the benefit of using one of our sites is that they're 100% Google compliant, highly rankable sites. So they're put together by the Google certified technicians. So all of the wording and the keywords and the meta tags and the phrases, everything on the sites, they always help your rankings rather than, you know, doing it yourself. And then you never know, there might be something conflicting that you build into it that you don't know that that's the one thing that's hurting your rankings behind the scenes, you know?
Yeah,
and this is something that would help you. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what Justin did, by the way. Laura-electric.com. That's one of our websites built on his domain. So he had his own domain, and then he had us build the site on his domain.
What was it? Laura Dash. I want to see it real quick. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, look at it. It's Laura-electric.com. And for you, I mean, you're doing remodels and rebuilds and stuff, so it wouldn't be applicable. But sometimes if it's a contractor that does smaller remodels or home improvement, we can even put a payment integration into the site where, you know, you could say like, oh, hey, in order to do this job, it's going to be X amount and I require a deposit to get started. And then people could go on the website and pay the deposit. You know, we could do that. But for you, you probably, you know, have higher end or higher dollar amount jobs. I don't think you would probably need that payment integration. But if you wanted it, you could include it.
No, that's fine. I like this website, though. So for the $299, you guys would build this and then optimize it and run Facebook and stuff?
Exactly. Yep. And then we would promote the site to, you know, on all the other, you know, the directories and the mobile platform and everything else. So that's going to be attached to everything. So it will also get the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. Now, I want to look at Justin's profile real quick, because it's also set up where every time you get a 5-star review, it's supposed to also automatically populate to the site. So I think that maybe he has that feature turned off, because I see that he has a 5-star rating on his Google listing. But on the site, you can also have it where every time someone leaves you a 5-star review, it will automatically populate over to your site.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah,
it's very cool. It adds to your credibility.
Let's do the $299 website build on my domain, and then all the extra stuff, the Facebook running for the $100 and everything, and then plus the start of the Google guarantee.
You got it. Okay. So now the only thing I need then, Justin, is what's the Easton address? Because that's the one we're going to do, right?
Yep. So it's 8 Reynolds.
The phone cracked up. Reynolds, you said?
Yeah, 8 Reynolds.
Okay.
Hold on, I need to see 8 Reynolds Street, Northeastern.
There it is. Okay, I started typing it in and it wasn't autofilling, but now it did 02356?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then I like that you're going to have us do the site, too, because then we can put on there, too, like, oh, also services Easton and, you know, the Cape, and we can put some cool things on there for you, too. So then I better make sure that I was – one second here, because I was looking at Justin's profile, and I want to make sure that sometimes if I type an address in and I'm on another profile, it doesn't stick. So I just want to make sure that I put this on a side tab. So I don't lose 8 Reynolds Street, Northeastern, Mass, 02356. Okay. computers have a mind of their own sometimes.
I know. That's why I want someone else to run it.
I know. It's so funny the way that they work. And I work in a building full of technicians. Sometimes they talk to me and I think they're speaking Greek. I'm like, what are they saying? But but I'm like, that's why they're technicians, because they're they're very tech savvy. There it is again. Okay, perfect. Now I got it to stick. Okay. And then the give me the domain one more time just so I don't have to go. It's eagleviewconstruction.com or .net?
.net is ours, yeah.
Okay. Construction.net. And then, perfect. And is this the phone number that you would like the calls to come to, the one ending in 2860?
Yep.
Okay, and then is there a secondary line for internal purposes, or does everything go through the main number?
Everything goes through this. That way I don't miss any opportunities.
Perfect, okay. And then let me just select the right package here, because you want the website with the Facebook ads and the local map on Google. And then we're going to do the application fee also, right? The Google
yep.
guaranteed?
The guarantee, okay. Yep. And then just pause it.
Yeah.
I'll pause it.
So I'll create two different client interviews for you. One will be for the first package to get started with the Facebook ads and all of that. And then we will call you a little bit later or even tomorrow to do the Google guaranteed client interview, and that's where they'll just go over. I'll be emailing you the application and all that so you can take a look at it, and then they will be following up and they'll be going over the application with you just to make sure that you know everything gets submitted properly. So
okay.
I want to let me just add the LSA, which is local service ads. And then, I had to add the, oh, that's what I knew I was forgetting. I was going to add the call tracking number. I'm like, what am I forgetting to add here? It is call tracking. Okay. The call tracking number, you're really going to like that too. It's, it'll help alleviate some spam callers because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. So either way, the calls will still forward over to you. But if you ever get one of those calls where it's computer generated, some type of a spam call, those will fall off because they can't press one or two. And when you're connected, it's an actual client on the other line. So you'll like it. So you can, yeah, track the calls that are coming in through it first off. But secondly, you're going to be able to eliminate those spam callers. So you'll really like
yeah.
that. And then now that I have the package all set, did you want to use a debit or a credit card? What works best?
Do credit card.
Okay. And does it say Justin Fisher or does it have the business name or both?
It says both. So Justin Fisher and Eagle View Construction.
Okay. No middle name or initial, right?
Nope.
Okay, and then is the billing address the Taunton one then, or does it go tied into this one?
Nope, it's Taunton, 391.
That's what I thought. Okay, so let me just update it here. So for billing, 391 West Water Street, Taunton. Mass, 02780.
Mm-hmm.
I love that you have a beach house, by the way. That's my dream, to have a beach house. I've always wanted to.
We're lucky. My wife's grandmother passed it down.
Really?
Like my mother-in-law and my father-in-law, and then we built the house
wow.
on the pool.
Wow. So she's doubly blessed because she got the house passed down, but then she has you that knows how to do the complete rebuild, huh?
Yeah, and then we built it ground up, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. You know, we're in Southern California, so we're about 4 miles from the beach, but there's a lot of people doing that in our city. We're in a little city called Fountain Valley, which is right next to Huntington Beach. But every time I drive around, I see another home coming down and another big mansion being rebuilt where it was. Very much so. Yeah, but that's like really hot right now, like in our area close to our office. It's really funny. So, but okay, so I have the billing updated, and go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
3716152041008.
Okay, expiration?
1228.
And the code?
0798.
Okay. So what I'll do is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'll create that appointment for my technician to call you to go over your keywords, your service area, building the website and getting you placed. Now, some of this is a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Eagle View Construction.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Justin Fisher, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So the total, when I add this all up, Justin, for your initial payment and account setup, will be charged today, which is September 19th. In the non-refundable amount of just $648. So that includes the $299 with the $99 setup for $398 plus the $250 Google guaranteed application fee. Okay. And then okay. When the term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $299. The activation budget would not be, you know, charged until, you know, closer to when you're ready to get started, and you'll have give the approval to do that. And then if you ever wanted to, you know, go on a pause or a seasonal hold or anything like that, even with the local maps, all we request is to prevent the next month's payment that you call us within 3 business days of that payment in order to do a cancellation or a pause. Okay, so do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So that concludes that. Now, for the client interview for the first package, that takes 20, maybe 30 minutes. Do you have time today? I have a couple of openings, and I can tell you what we could do, what time frame.
If we could do, like, 12:31, that would be perfect.
Oh, we have a 10 o'clock our time, which is 1 year time. Would that work?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So I'm going to block out the entire hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case our technicians, you know, prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, since I got you some pricing that is not available to the general public, I want you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash?
No, I didn't get a text yet. I got an email.
Okay, if you look at the email that says your initial invoice, that will also have the link in it.
Nope,
it'll say
check.
Click here.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. It says, Justin, thank you for choosing Splash. You copy your invoice and email on file. Please click here.
Yep, please click here. And that will take you to the page that says local/terms of experience.
Yep.
So all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized, the second to show that you received text messages. And then you would plug your name in and hit confirm signature. If it goes through, it will ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about that right now. That's going to be provided, you know, in your welcome email. But if you see that, you'll know that it went through.
Yeah, it says username, password.
Perfect. Okay, so that's done there. And then... I'm going to ask you some questions to get the Google Guaranteed program a little bit prefaced for that appointment, and then I'll create that one for you. What are your hours of operation?
7 to 5.
Monday through Friday, or Saturdays and Sundays as well, or
7 days a week.
Okay.
I like to hustle. We don't like mismatch.
I love that. Yep, I love it.
Until I get good enough at golf to go golfing, I gotta work.
It's funny because sometimes when someone's newer here and they'll be talking to a business owner like that that says, hey, I'm retired and I'm on the golf course or whatever, they'll be like, oh, I don't think they need our program because of this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, that's their right. If they want to be on the golf course 3 days a week, they can do that and we can pace it for them.
Yeah, pretty much.
So let's see. So your service or actually that's not going to be relevant to you because it says here if you're going to be in a category that wouldn't be included, like a locksmith. That's not you. You're a general contractor, so that's already approved by Google Guarantee. So I'll put general contractor. Does the client have an existing Google Guarantee? No. Oh, okay. This is going to be something that's going to actually benefit you since you're wanting to wait closer to the first of the year to get it going. In order to get the Google Guaranteed program approved, they want to see that you have at least 5 existing Google reviews on the Google profile. So you have 2 of them for the Taunton one. So I'll send you an email generator tool that will help you get some more 5-star ratings on that Google profile. And then once the one for Easton publishes, we'll also send you a review generator email, okay? So I'm going to put no has to, but a sent mailer, okay. And then...
What's the review generator?
Oh, I'll hyperlink it to the Google profile that you have for Taunton, and it's just a little tool. It'll say, you know, thank you for using Eagle View Construction. If you're happy with my service, please click here to leave a review. And then
Okay.
You can copy and paste it and send it to some of your past and present clients. Even
yeah,
if it's someone that can vouch for your service, like a friend or a relative, anybody can leave a review for you.
Yeah.
And then the reason it's successful is because it's just a matter of them clicking a button. Most people will do it, right? So
yeah,
I'll get that sent to you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll get that. And then I can't send you the one for Easton yet because it's not published, but I'll send you the one for Taunton just so you can start that ball rolling.
Okay.
Is the client willing to go through a third party for the background check? So our background checks are provided by the third party companies. So you'll know that, you know, it's through us when they contact you. You're willing to provide your social security number to us and the third party provider, right?
Yep.
And then you're able to provide a driver's license, identity card. Okay, yes, you have all that. Is the client
mm-hmm.
willing to provide documentation? You already told me your license and insured and all that good stuff. The third party companies would be either Pinkerton or Evident ID, just so that you know. So if you see an email coming from Pinkerton or Evident ID, you'll know that that's the third party we're working with. I can email that information to you too in case you forget. So you'll know that those emails are associated. Does the client have an industry specific license? Yes, you do. Okay, perfect. So you did the... Okay, so that completes that. So now all I have to do is look at the Google Guaranteed calendar and create that appointment, and you'll be good to go. So do you want to also do that today, or do you want to look at a different day for doing that?
Probably tomorrow, lunchtime, if we can, 12 to 1.
Tomorrow? Okay.
If possible.
So that would be 9. Yeah, actually, we have that available. Okay, so I'm going to book out tomorrow to 12 to 1, and then you'll get another little confirmation on that that appointment for tomorrow. So.
Okay.
Sounds good.
All right, so you're good to go. So welcome aboard, Justin. I think you definitely selected the best packages for what you're looking to do. And then last question for Easton. You do want that address hidden, right? Wasn't that a personal address as well? Okay, that's what I thought. And then, so I'm going to put hide address. And then you're going to get an email that says photos needed for Google verification. What that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into Easton and steal your clients. So they want to make sure you're a valid business in the area. So when you see that email, it's going to ask for like 7 different things, you know, a business license or insurance or invoice. So you don't have to send over all 7, but just send over whatever you can, and it will help for the verification process, okay?
Sure.
Okay, and then you have login credentials to your website domain and to the Google listing and all of that too, right, if we needed it?
I believe so. I don't know. To be honest with you, I didn't know we had Google listings, so I don't know what that would be. I'm assuming it would be one of my emails,
well,
so I could probably
we wouldn't it. Need it, actually, for the Eagleview Construction Google Business page, because that one's in Taunton, and we're not going to create the profile for that. You already have it, so we won't need that, but we will need the Wix information for the site so we can build the site on your domain.
Okay.
Okay.
Like the
yeah,
Wix
you can
login?
Do that. The Wix login, exactly. That way they can, you know, put the site on that domain.
Okay. So you need my Wix login, or do you guys have one? I just need to give you permission to go on the website.
So we're going to need your Wix login, and you can provide that when they call you in a little bit. Yep, exactly.
Yep, sure.
Okay, perfect. All right, so you're all good to go. And like I said, have a very profitable year. I know that you'll love it, and I enjoyed talking to you also. So moving forward, if you ever need me, my name's Tina, and I'm at extension 777, okay?
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you as well, Justin.
Have
you're very welcome. Have a great – you
bye
too.
Bye.
Okay, bye.